In a nearly hour-long speech, the Pakistani president defended the government's action amid mounting concerns of a possible militant backlash.
میں واضح طور پہ بتانا چاہتا ہوں کہ پاکستان سے انتہا پسندی اور دہشت گردی.
He said the assault would not eliminate extremism and terrorism, but the government's resolve is unwavering in defending the menace in every province and every corner of the country. Pakistani commandos stormed the mosque Tuesday after a week-long standoff with scores of heavily armed militants who were barricaded inside. Lal Masjid, or the Red Mosque, was a well-known source of Islamic militancy, and its supporters repeatedly challenged the government's authority in recent months. Students from the mosque's madrasa, or religious school, led a violent campaign to impose strict Islamic law on the capital. Mr. Musharraf said the government showed both patience and tolerance while doing everything it could to resolve the standoff peacefully. He said negotiations failed because the mosque's leaders were demanding a complete amnesty and safe passage out of Islamabad. Officials say at least 75 militants and 10 soldiers were killed during the assault, although independent confirmation of the final death toll remains unavailable. Hours before President Musharraf's speech, hundreds of mourners helped bury the mosque's firebrand cleric, Abdul Rashid Ghazi, near his ancestral village in eastern Punjab province. Ghazi's older brother, Abdul Aziz, led the prayers, which were frequently interrupted by pro-jihad chants. Aziz remains in government custody, but the authorities allowed him to travel to the village for the funeral. Military forces are also bracing for new anti-government violence in Pakistan's remote tribal areas where Ghazi had significant support. In an internet video posted Wednesday, the deputy leader of the Al-Qaeda terrorist network called for Muslims to take revenge against President Musharraf. The Egyptian-born Ayman al-Zawahiri said the government's raid on the mosque can only be washed away by repentance or blood. At least 20 people have been killed in a series of suicide bomb attacks in the area since the standoff outside the Red Mosque began. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.